1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report, joined on the line by Stacy Lowe, Brian Tunney, Greenwich Association of Realtors. Stacy is Executive Vice President, and Brian is 2023 President. Stacy and Brian, good morning. Welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony. We're doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. Fantastic. Good to have you on. And we'll talk about the month of May numbers in. Stacy, tell us about them.
Sure. So for May, we had 50 single family residential closings reported during the time period. That's compared to 59 the year prior in the month of May. The median sale price for single family homes decreased to $2.799 million. That was down from when it was way up around $3.109 million in May 2022. And the average days on the market for the single family homes was 127 days. So that's a slight increase from where we were this time last year, which was 92 days. Still a very healthy market time frame, though. When we look at condos and co-ops, there were 13 condo closings during May 2023. That's compared to May 2022 when there were 21 closings. The median sale price for a condo decreased to $875,000 from $1.425 million. Again, we look at really small sample sizes in this category, so the prices can fluctuate quite a bit when we look at the numbers here. The average days on market for condos was 37. So a very, very quick turnaround for units sold in the month of May. And that's a decrease from 109 days in May 2022. Pending sales as of close of business yesterday were 116 for single family homes and 17 for condos and co-ops.
All right, Stacy, the 50, how does that look historically, taking out the pandemic years?
Yeah, so when you take out the pandemic years, it's just slightly below average. Average would be around 56 units of single-family homes sold for the month, and we were at 50. So slightly off, but still within range of, you know, a normal month for May.
And it seems as though the differential is starting to close, right, from 59 down to 50. Last year, 59. This year, 50 in May, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Brian, what's your assessment of things?
The market's still very, very strong. The houses that are being priced on the market are moving very quickly, and you're also starting to see homes that have been sitting on the market for a while with people reducing their price, being able to sell the house. So everything's a function of price, and and when you price the property correctly, you're going to sell it.
And where are we now in the? Are we still in the height of the market right now at this time of year?
I'd say we're starting to slow down. Typically, May and June, there are a lot of closings from deals that happened in February, March, and April. You don't have quite as much demand because of all the graduations and other functions that are occurring in the beginning of the summer.
I see.
But there's still a very, very healthy demand.
All right, good. So a good time to sell, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very good time to sell.
Again, if you have it at the right price point, as you like to say, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the deal with the condos, Stacy? Only 37 days on the market. What's happening here? They're really flying away. Why is that?
Well, inventory is so low across the market. I mean, we're seeing this in single families as well, but there is just so little inventory that we have, and we have so many buyers waiting on the sidelines for the right property. As soon as they're coming on, they're signing, and, you know, as long as the stars align and the seller's able to close quickly and the buyers are able to close quickly and the banks are able to close quickly, if the bank is involved, then, you know, those timelines can really, really speed up. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we're seeing here.
All right. I want to get your guys' assessment of the session and, of course, all the talk about housing and bills passed, bills not passed. I'll start with you, Stacey. What was your assessment of the session in terms of the housing?
So we started off the session very much with our antennas up. We knew that housing was going to be a big, big topic of discussion, and it absolutely was. There were so many bills thrown out on the table, discussing all types of things from zoning regulations to property tax increases. And, you know, I think the biggest takeaway from it right now is that we luckily made it through this session without any increases to property taxes. For now, most of the bills that were on the table had been transferred into studies on property taxes. So it doesn't mean that we won't see them again in the future, but it's, you know, for now, luckily and, you know, thankfully, the home sellers, home buyers will be spared any immediate increases.
Okay, Brian, go ahead. Weigh in.
Another thing that was thankfully not passed was rent control, which something which was discussed. And we know that, you know, to get a healthy housing market, rent control it doesn't work. It's been proven in many areas, especially in New York City, that, you know, when you have rent control, a lot of times you have substandard housing. And that, I think, is a big takeaway because we do need more housing for our communities.
All right. And then, well, on the topic, the Board of Selectmen just approved a Fair Rent Commission. What's the reaction to that? What impact will that have?
Yeah. So We're not expecting a major impact from there. This is basically just opening up an avenue where tenants can file complaints that are where they're seeing increases to their rent that are egregious and excessive. We were actually approached by the group that is forming the commission to help provide market data when the time comes. All of this is still in discussion, but our understanding is that the number of these complaints are, you know, less than 10 per year, therefore not a major concern. But it does then give tenants, you know, an avenue where if they are being unfairly, you know, if they're facing unfair increases, that they do now have an avenue to file a complaint. They never had a place where they could file those complaints in the past.
All right. Fantastic. All right. That's Stacey Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. Brian Tunney, 2023 President of the Greenwich of the GAR. I want to thank you both for joining me today and have yourself a great month and weekend. We'll talk to you in July. Can you believe it?
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care.
Thank you very much, Tony. Take care.